below in the chat box or Facebook Live. We'd love to hear from you. Hello, where you're joining us from. And if you're on Zoom with us, feel free to make sure as you share in the chat box to share to all attendees, because there's some sweet love happening in that chat box, but only Andy and I can see it for most of you. So if you want to say hello, it looks like we have Andrea here. Good morning, love. Carla's here. Robin is here. Celeste is here. Katie, hi, love. Good morning. Hi, Dawn. Yes. So, and again, if you're here with us either on Zoom or Facebook Live, we'd love to hear from you. So good morning. So you were going to tell us about some of the new deals, Andy.
Okay, let's see. I think I mentioned the big ones, but let's grab the
Citrus Bloom, everyone.
I know, right?
That's amazing. Hi, Michelle. Good morning. Cheryl's here. Amy. Cindy is here. Michelle, good morning. It's Shelly. Courtney, hello. Yeah, you're getting some love about Bomb Diggity, you know?
Hey, got to be known for something.
Hey, I just want to know if we're going to bring back some MC Hammer pants or maybe Boys to Men. Remember we brought up Boys to Men like 2 weeks ago?
I know, that didn't go over like you'd hoped. With me anyways.
Well, I just thought maybe we were all going to do a concert together and you were just like, yeah. I mean, I was, you know. I mean, okay, if you would rather go to like Debbie Gibson or the Tiffany show, we could do that too.
I was thinking maybe Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah. I think we want to see you. People want to see you in MC Hammer pants. All right. Let's look at these promos this morning.
All right. So we've got the Father's Day line up with the Amavi set, and I love this bag that it comes in. And then look at the Citrus Bloom lineup. You've got the hand wash, the body wash, the lotion, and the deodorant all in Citrus Bloom. Like, just cover it your entire body in that goodness, right?
Yeah.
And then, of course, the Beautiful Mist.
I love Beautiful Mist, by the way. Can I just say
Natalie's
I love
liquid.
That stuff.
It's so good. And then, of course, the Immortelle and the Nioli.
Now, tell me about Nioli. I don't know anything about that oil. And maybe I'm not the only one. Is it just me? I just have never even heard of it.
I know it's a key ingredient in one of the products.
Does anyone else that's with, I mean, you guys use this already? Is this a brand new oil? Has this been around? Or is it new?
I mean, it's a limited time offering for doTERRA. For sure. And, but it has been used in one of our other oil, our blends. So it's an evergreen that comes from Australia.
Okay.
It's great, as a facial cleanser. You can use it to clean, household surfaces. It's great for massage.
Don is saying, or Becky's saying it's in DDR Prime.
Okay.
Or Julia's. And then Don's saying, that it's also in Deep Blue and like a tea tree. So can you use it on your skin then? Is it like tea tree, like clean up your
skin? Skin is one of the main uses.
Okay.
And ours, I guess, comes from Madagascar. So there's 18.
Isn't it so cool? Like there's just so many different types of oils and from around the world and how they support different communities. Like that's just so cool. So cool.
Love it.
Yeah.
So what's on your mind today?
Well, you know, it's been an interesting few weeks, you know, life-wise. So like you and I exchanged that meme yesterday. it's like, you guys, what's going on? Like with 2020, it's like quite a year of all the things. And so, I just think there's a whole lot going on and I feel like more than ever, I don't know about the rest of you, but more than ever, I really have to be committed to my self-care practices, right? Like, and I mean, I know we can all probably relate to like going through times where we're really on it and then we're not and really on it and really not. It's just like, there's so much energy that's up right now and such a call, we're shifting and there's a letting go of the old and a birthing of the new. And the birth process is not always comfortable or, you know, it can be kind of messy and just like, oh my gosh, We're just in a lot of stuff right now as a human race. And so all that energy, and even though some of these are changes very much needed, you know, it's like, oh my goodness, the reality of just all we've been through, I just feel like we're living in the weirdest year ever. Right. You know, I don't know about the rest of you, but I have learned and I'm just learning. So I know it's maybe not a big breakthrough, but when done consistently, it makes a difference, is the real commitment to my grounding practices and to my own self-care. And so time for my own mindset and nourishing and meditation, visualization. I kicked off a 21-day visualization course process on Monday with a guy named Mike Dooley. His website is Tut, T-U-T. And he teaches, I followed him for years. He's on a movie, I think, called The Secret, and talks about thoughts become things. But it's just a reminder every day, you just get a visualization to drop into. But I do that, you know, for my own self. Like, I participate in other things that just help me get grounded. But time in the woods and time, you know, just a lot of time to do the things that nourish you. I think, wow, I just need those things. And my ask of all of you that I've asked of my coaching clients this season is that they start and end their day with intention, with nourishing activities. Do not begin or start your day or end your day with social media or the news right now, right? It's like, yes, I want to be there and I'm going to be there and part of the conversation. And I just invite you to wake up your brain and put your brain to bed with things that give you peace, calm, clarity, and that bring you back to, we need more love and light in the planet. And all of you, as we've talked about in the past, you're part of Team Love and Light, right? Like, we talk about these bottles are like little bottles of light and goodness, and you need to nourish yourself so you have a full cup, right, to bring to the conversation and to bring to all that's happening right now. And so I'm just asking that of others, and therefore I'm asking it of myself, is that my day and my, in the beginning and the end of my day, are bookended with things that nourish me, bring me to peace, bring me to center and the knowledge, right? Just those peaceful principles. So that's kind of what's up for me. I'm wondering, how about you, for you, Andy, like anything that's exciting? How are things at the Goddard household and all the fun things? Are all the kids out of school now officially for the year?
I got one who's doing an online school that's hanging on. He's the straggler.
Yeah.
But I love everything you're sharing. And I had an interesting conversation the other day. One of our dear friends said, you know, what if this is the new norm? Like, what if, I mean, we know that systems are fragile and crazy might be the new norm. So if it is, like, eat your vitamin pills, right? I mean, like you're saying, I think it's just proving that our very best place to stay rooted is inside ourselves. Like, the only sure foundation comes from an inner strength. Not, you know, we can't bank on the government, we can't bank on big institutions or, you know, the World Health Organizations to come and save us. Like, at the end of the day, it's us. And so that's, I love your invitation. Mm-hmm. It's to not get unsettled, but just to get more rooted in that self-care, get more grounded and established in those daily practices of, I know who I am, I know why I'm here, and nothing's going to stop me.
Yeah. I love it. And I feel like for me too, I've learned a lot this lesson the last few months, is that I've learned to really be more to practice, right? Not perfected it, but to be practicing being present in the day that I'm in. Is that, you know, sometimes as the human brain, right? We want to see 6 months in the future. And when is this going to change? How's it going to change? You know, from our social things that are up for sure. And like, how are we shifting this conversation to coronavirus stuff, you know, to earthquakes? Like, I just feel like, wow, you know, it's just such an interesting season. But the reality truly is being in, like, today for all of us. And there is so much goodness in the day that you're in, right? And how we help, you know, focus on that and to be part of the good and part of the light and the love and on all of those good things. So that kind of is what's up for me. I mean, of course, like the world is up for me at some levels, and then, you know, your own personal things. And there's just been a lot of, it's a season of a lot of contrast. You probably all can relate to that, where it's like things are super intense and super, there's some, you know, things that are so heartbreaking. And then there's, you're seeing so much, there's so much good that's like happening at the same time. And it's, so there's contrast, a lot of contrast. It's intense and it's really up, you know, but it's being aware of that for ourselves. So yeah,
I love
a lot of good.
Kim posted this in the chat. She says, I never thought I'd live in a time where there'd be so much disease, curfews in the state, but honestly, my spirit and the work I'm learning with doTERRA, self-love and belief, have been my saving grace and blessings from my God.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. And I think, you know, there was a podcast I did with a gentleman named Mark Nepo a few weeks ago. And it's literally probably my favorite that I've done since we started podcasting last fall. And he and I talked a lot about Becky's comment, where Becky says there's the certainty is a feeling that the new normal is going to be uncertainty. Mm-hmm. And we always, as humans, are in a dance with uncertainty already. It's mm-hmm. just that our sense of uncertainty is heightened right now, right? Because we as humans think, oh, we have all this control and things. And we're doing an intimate dance with uncertainty. A real intimacy with that experience. And I remember years ago reading something about, and I think it was Tony Robbins, where he said, your happiness has a lot to do with your capacity to navigate uncertainty. Like, how comfortable can you be with the discomfort of certainty or uncertainty? And so when Mark and I were talking about this, he went through a very intense cancer journey 30 years ago. And he's a beautiful author and poet. I just love his book, The Book of Awakening. It's its 20th anniversary this year. It's on Oprah's favorite things, ultimate favorite things list. And he and I had a beautiful conversation about how similar lessons he learned 30 years ago about how to dance with the uncertainty of cancer, right? And like, and he said, where doctors or others would really create more stress for me is when they would try to predict things, versus just him leaning in and going through the experience. Anyway, it's just a beautiful conversation if you want to check it out. But we talk a lot about a broken open heart, right? Having a broken heart is an open heart. We talked a lot about letting go of maybe the past and things. And then we talked a lot about uncertainty. And it just was so true. So much beautiful insight and life gems. And for all of us, it's like, oh, because especially how many of you on this call today, if you want to say this in the chat box or on Facebook Live, how many of you know this about yourself? Maybe it's in your top five strengths. You know that you're just a planner, right? Like that you just love. And I think we all dance with planning to some degree. Some of you, it's like life lives off a plan. And some of you, it's kind of a, you know, and a lot of in between. But especially if like, but I think all humans, even if you're not quote unquote a real planner type, you know, the degree of like, hey, we're used to a certain thing and it's been messed with. So you're getting to really dance with uncertainty, but here's the gift of this, okay? And this is not just me trying to life coach and like make this happy, because sometimes the reality is you just have to sit with the reality and the discomfort of the things you're going through. But you know, all new things are created from this space of uncertainty. Does that make sense? Like magic lives in the land of uncertainty. Because all the things you want new or different in your life, whether it's a rank advancement in your doTERRA business, you know, being healthier, creating a new project, maybe you're into painting, pottery, or writing, you know, it's the space of the unknown is where magic is created. The known, right? And so it's leaning into this for yourself is like, oh, interesting. And being more intentional, I guess, about the openness of what's the magic of this season too? Because as much as it's, we can feel, you know, you can feel all the feels, there's also magic happening right now. And being able, and I don't just mean like magic, like woo-woo, but I mean like literally new creation And in your life, there's a new possibility for you too. So yes, good stuff. And again, Andy, as Andy's saying, you guys are all sharing some good stuff, but you're all sending it just to Andy and I. So please copy and paste that back to all attendees, is that you can share that with everyone that's here in our chat box this morning.
So good. Love what you're sharing, Tiff. Like this, this idea of creating from pure inspiration instead of from memory is one of my favorite approaches to life. And these times are truly the test of, you know, can I do this? Because history, I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't have a whole lot of track record to go off of, right?
Nope.
I mean, I still remember in I was a teenager when the Rodney King thing was going down in LA, but that was so isolated, right? I mean, nowadays we have riots breaking out in every major city across the world, right? And so, yeah, there's not a lot of experience to create from. And so we're all getting invited to do the same thing, right? Create from inspiration, mm-hmm. not from past.
Mm-hmm. And we see too, I mean, I'm just saying this as a thought, as you know, there's also a lot of stuff not making the news that is really positively happening, and a lot of peaceful protests. There is obviously some non-peaceful protests happening, but it's just being aware, like each of us individually can just choose, like, who am I going to be and how am I going to show up, and how am I going to use my time, talents, resources, my voice, and you be an intentional creator, right? It's yes, be aware, like, oh, I'm not saying we ignore what's happening and we watch or we take in that information. And yet still I'm asking each of us to come home to saying, who am I going to choose to be? And what am I going to lean into and be about in this historical time in history? But this is like, you know, my mom and I were talking about this last week, and I was really upset about the George Floyd experience, you know, his murder. And I'm calling it that. So I know that's like a bold thing to say potentially, but I also feel like, you know, I think the difference is when you can see things with your own eyes and being like, okay, you know, and that is not to say, like, there's so many great police, our police force, not all policemen or policewomen are corrupt or are in this situation, right? Like, so they're not blanket statements, but the reality of like seeing that, I was really bothered and upset by it. And I'm glad that I was bothered and upset by it, because part of me that's like, if we can see this stuff and we're not moved by it, to me, that's, but anyway, I was just in this hot mood. I was in a mood, shall we say. And my mom didn't know what was going on. And like, is she okay? And I was like, and I just let her know. I was like, you know what? Just upset and let her know about that. And she was sharing with me some things about how, you know, this is kind of our 1960s right now in some level. And our opportunity to live into some of these same experiences. But she was sharing how, you know, the day or two after Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated, she was marching downtown in Salt Lake City at the Salt Lake Temple, peaceful protesting, but just the sharing of that and how she was photographed in the paper and her next to this incredible, just beautiful Black man. And they were connected and she was part of this conversation even back then. And her family, truthfully, not to like put all the family, but her family was not exactly thrilled about that. But it just runs in the blood of like, okay, you know, she's like, these are times and like how we peacefully show up. So anyway, I just feel like, to your point though, for most of us, we haven't lived through some of these types of things to this extreme.
Mm-hmm.
But we also get to be part of the conversation and part of the movement of change. Yeah. However, you know, from a peaceful place. I really loved what you'd shared about some of these thoughts on social media as well. And again, it's just the waking up. And not that we didn't already know, but we really know right now some things that get to shift and change.
Love it.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great segue to a question we just got from Facebook Live. Colleen says, how do you keep on growing a business in this climate? I feel out of place doing when there's such a major stuff going on. Feels like I'm letting my team down if I don't show up. So great, great question. I'll just share a couple thoughts and then I'd love to hear from you, Tiff. I believe that this climate that we're in is the perfect opportunity to be a leader. Like the world is starving for true leadership. And so does that mean that we should be blasting our social media with the specials from doTERRA? Maybe not, right? I mean, there's probably a few different communities that we connect with online. So our team, I think it's reasonable to make sure our team knows about what's going on in the doTERRA space, right? What are the specials right now? What are the events that are coming on? You know, what Zoom calls are we doing? But in terms of your outward facing messaging, you know, it's a little bit insensitive to just, in my opinion, you know, to just beat the same drum of, you know, oh, you know, here's my happy family living this, you know, whatever privileged life or whatever life is going on. Like now is there's never been a better time to say, I'm committed to a new reality and I want to be part of the change and I'm listening and I'm here and I'm not going anywhere. So I think this is a great time to use your voice and to show up as a powerful listener and someone who's awake to what's going on and still be doing good, right? Like how many people are just kind of saying, oh, it's the end of the world and there's no point doing anything because it's all, you know, going to pot. And so that's my feeling is use your outward facing social media to be responsive to what's going on and also to bring your certainty based on your groundedness that that you have a purpose and you have a mission and you're moving forward regardless of what's happening in the world. Mm-hmm. Tiff, what are your thoughts?
I think, you know, so much as well as I think, of course, it's like, can't, you know, the question has been brought up a few times throughout these few months of like, can I still sell right now? Can I put things out there? And I absolutely think, of course, that answer is yes. And I think it's all couched in how we handle that or how we navigate it, right? And similar, I really love Michelle's comment here that she posted to, again, the panelists box, but she said, or excuse me, not Michelle's comment, it's Cindy. She says, this is one of the wonderful things about essential oils. We can show up for people and be present, right? Like show up for others, really, like show up for them. Be present. And we have a lot to offer with hand massages, you know, Symphony of the Sales, aroma touches, being hearers of our clients' stories and creating and supporting relationships. I just want to give a hearty amen to that is we're all in the relationship business, right? And we're in the relationship experience where we need each other. And so you guys have tools that really can help people navigate all that we're navigating. And so, yes, I would agree. I would be sensitive about, you know, like yesterday was probably not the day, especially on, say, the Instagram platform, to make any kind of marketing because there was a collective conversation happening called Blackout Tuesday. And so it's as you're tuned into it that, yeah, there might be a handful of days or times where, you know, you say, okay, I'm not going to put out a quote promotion. But in terms of continuing to nourish relationships and sharing, you know, if I'm you, I would be sharing regularly about, you know, lavender, to balance, to adaptive, to serenity, to all the things of like, hey, trouble sleeping, here's what's helping me. If I can help, if I can send you a sample, let me know, or something like that, where again, you're utilizing them because you do have access to such tools. I really, really loved that comment, Cindy. So thank you for that. I think it's just coming home to the core principle, which is the experience where you help people get nourished, you know? So I just think there's some great things here that we can really look at and be conscious of within ourselves of how we're navigating this interesting time in this climate. Is we're part of the absolutely is showing up to serve and be present and to listen and to support, you know, as needed. So yeah, thank you for sharing that. All right. Andy, it looks like there's some other great conversation pieces that are starting that you're sharing with us from Facebook too.
Yeah, really great comments. Well, we would love to open this up to a live conversation. Anybody who wants to, just raise your hand in Zoom and we'll bring you on live. yeah, while we're waiting, oh, we've got someone.
Yeah, I'm just going to read this comment from Facebook where Melissa says, I'm even more grateful to be part of the doTERRA family in these uncertain times. Since I'm unable to do massage, I've decided to get more into leadership starting this month. I'm finally committed to growing and sharing. That's awesome, love. We're so proud of you. Alicia Jensen says this too. I'm going to talk about the Black Mamba article in Living Magazine today as well. Awesome. I think we need to shed light on oppression and injustice more often, not only when there is police brutality, for sure, right? Is that we're part of the conversation of change. Yeah, and I also love Rachel's comment too from Facebook saying we tend to our vibration first so we can hold the space for loving listening, right? Really that recommitment. I just invite each of you before we go on next to this conversation with Teresa or her question and what's up for her is, as we were saying earlier, is like really being committed to your self-care practices is I just ask that you drop in and look at that for yourself and say, what is one thing, not 27 things, but what's one thing you know you need to recommit to? That will put you back into feeling good, more in the flow. Are you in daily or regular movement, right? It's because we're these little skin suits housing all these emotions, right? And it's like, if you're not in movement, it's like it's just like they get kinked up in there. And so the power of even going on a daily walk or going for a run, or I know Andy's a big fan of this Peloton bike, you know, getting on a bike, but, the reality of whatever way you choose to do it, yoga, a jog, a bike, whatever it looks like for you is some form of movement. I'm going to highly encourage that for you. It's a great way to process as well as your breath work, right? Like each of you right now, if you want to take a deep breath and as you exhale, everything comes out of your lungs where you just take in a deep breath and then just, you know, push out any like stale air that might be hanging around in there. You know what I'm saying? It's just being intentional though, is whether it's your meditation practice, reading, nourishing, is ask yourself what nourishes me and prioritize that. Because here's the thing is like, yes, I agree with what was being said by the woman that's going to be part of Alicia that's saying she's going to be part of this conversation in Living Magazine today. Awesome. Like we want more light, love, awareness, and you as the vessel, like take care of the vessel so you can continue to hold that current, that vibration and continue to bring the good to the planet. So I think for me, this is a really big thing for myself, but for the people I get the opportunity to coach and being here with you today, I want you to have the same thing. It's just like, oh, that's right. What nourishes me? Maybe I need a cup of tea right now, you know, or what oils, what are your favorite oils that inspire you or ground you? Right? Some of you might mix them together, but it's to really being more intentional about what's happening in your space, what's happening in your brain, in your body, in your spirit. And are you intentional about nourishing that? Now, you guys know me and I'm always going to be on the self-care train, but I just think when we're talking about, hey, my uncertainty's up or my anxiety or my sadness is up, then let's come back to some of the tools and your own inner knowing is your most important tool that says, what helps me? Connect to God, connect to spirit, connect to nourishing principles. You know, what are the things that are going to help me nourish myself. So I come from a more positive, influential space.
Amen. Can I give an extra shout out to Lori? She says, I'm on my Peloton bike right now.
Go, Lori.
Multitasking.
Get it hard, girl. Come on, girl. Get after it. I also love Katie says this too. I haven't gotten on Facebook yet today. Go me, LOL. But I really think too, it's like, yeah, don't start your day there. You guys do not start your day on social media or the news. Please don't do that. You just don't know what you're going to get. And it's like drinking quite a cocktail first thing in the morning. And you're like, whoa, okay. You just don't know. You don't know. Yeah, Lori, you're getting cheered on here in the chat box too, sister.
I love it.
All right, let's move on. Let's talk whatever we want to strategize. I'm ready. Let's go for it.
Teresa, welcome.
You just need to unmute yourself, sister.
Oh, okay. All right.
There you go.
I just love that we get to talk to you guys every week. It's so amazing. the question that I've got today is, I've kind of, what I'm doing right now, I'm a health coach, and I've been bringing in some really amazing health coaches. And what we want to do is really work in the oils with what we're already doing. Because so many coaches right now, we're coaching, you know, just coaching for free, adding value. And so it's like, let's bring in our income through the oils now, you know, in a different way. So how do we know exactly, like, is there like a good format to work? Like if we're doing a weight loss, maybe a course on weight loss, or, you know, what's a good format to do? Do we hit the oils first? We've got mindset coaches. We've got, you know, we've got coaches on everything, energy coaches. How do we do that, I guess?
So you're wanting to put together kind of like an online challenge? And is this primarily to recruit people into doTERRA? Is that the main intention?
Actually, we're doing that right now. We've got two things that we're doing right now that are really, really amazing. But the one that's health coaches that are coaching regular people. And then another one is health coaches or business coaches that are coaching other coaches. And so the one that I'm working on right now is for my health coaches that are coaching other people. And we want to have like 3-week, 4-week, you know, 6-week courses even, or just a 1-day workshop, and have these available to everyone in doTERRA to be able to go and to learn how to use the oils, just like we do the oil introduction to oils classes or different things like that. So like I've got a coach now, her name is Robin. She's just joined and she's doing a 6-week real food reset cleanse. And she wants to work these oils into that. We've got another coach that just signed up. She's wanting to help empower children. How does she work her oils into that? Like, where do we do it? How does it go natural? And, you know, do we do it right off the bat and say, before this class starts, these are the oils you want. I guess some strategies like that.
Okay, I guess I'm not totally clear yet on, so it sounds like you've got a lot of different groups going, and some are for recruiting, but some of them are not. Is that, I guess I'm not totally clear on what the question is.
Okay. Yes, both of those things are happening right now. But the one that I'm wanting to ask is for the coaches that are going to be working, like Heather does an anxiety and depression class, and it is really amazing. And we want to do classes like that, but they may be a 6-week course or something like that. And so we're wondering, like, who do we go to get help, and what's kind of a format that we would use to add the oils into what they're already coaching, like a kids empowerment course where the oils go hand in hand with whatever they're going to be coaching. But I'm not sure. I keep saying the same thing, I guess.
So you're asking, where do you place the offer?
How do we put we need like some somebody that's real, like we're all health coaches, we know the oils, but we're not like super oil experts yet. And we, like Heather, when she works in that class with the oils and anxiety and depression, you know, we want to know, how do we work in these super mm-hmm. amazing oils with our super amazing training is what we're.
Well, I would say my two cents is that you can put it as a recommendation right up front, as you might say, hey, you know, as part of your landing page and your marketing, is you could have it there listed for sure as like recommended this, you know, these essential oils as part of your participation. Do you need essential oils? If so, click here, you know, and then it can go to like your page or your coach's page directly. And so then they can order direct from your account is one way that you can do it. Or again, part of if you're using, say, video as your marketing, as they get started with a course, you can have them say, hey, and here's the toolbox you're going to want and need. Here's your workbook that comes with your coaching course. And here's the some of the tools that you'll want. We're a big believer of essential oils and how they help with physical and emotional support. And in this course with kids, we recommend this, this, and this, and this. It's, you know, and then you can say, do you if you don't have these, click here for more information or click here to order, you know, kind of thing. Or, and again, and I'm saying this as language, click here like it's online. But even if they were in person and they were doing a consultation with a coaching client, they could say, awesome, I love hearing about these goals, what you're working on. Recommended is this, this, and this as we work together. Here's your coaching program. And part of that, we recommend essential oils to help support you in this weight loss or addressing your anxiety. Here are some of the natural tools that we really, you know, like to utilize and incorporate. So you can use it in your, for sure, I would do it up front, right? Before the course even starts, is I would have it part of that where, you know, it's like I see when Ange Peters will sometimes run her detox class. And she's putting that out there to people and she'll say, hey, great, here's the oils and the tools you're going to need to go through this 30-day challenge. And if you don't have these things, click here to get them. And so she's just weaving it right in up front, you know, to what it is that you're creating.
Okay. And that's Angie Peters too, that we could check that out for.
Yeah, Ange, A-N-G-E, Ange Peters. She's a double diamond out of Toronto, out of Canada.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, because we're seeing like the 1 hour classes and we want to see how to work this in. That was perfect answer. Thank you so much. I think that will give us a lot of clarity.
What's the name of your coaching group?
Well, I've got a group that I'm just starting called Coaching Unite. And in fact, with this kind of platform, I've got a girl from TED Talks that wants to come in and and learn about this too. And another girl who's writing a TED Talk. And, you know, it's really cool. So I've just kind of found a niche and I'm going to be sharing this with our whole team. So anybody's welcome to learn how to help health coaches.
Yeah. But I coach a lot of health coaches and some are in doTERRA, some are not in terms of that, but how they, many of them, if they're connected to some kind of product where they just weave it into right in their upfront as they're enrolling someone into a coaching course one-on-one, or if it's done one-to-many, and it's an online share or an online putting it out there as you just say, hey, here's what we recommend as part of your coaching experience, you know, to help you maximize this or help you to, you know, address some of these things. This is what we recommend. And we recommend doTERRA essential oils as pure therapeutic grade oils. And here's, you know, how you can click to order or click to, you know, learn about or hear. And maybe you have like an overall like welcome to essential oils and a basic education captured on a video that they can watch if they're never, you know, because people, some have heard of oils or already using, some of it's brand new to them, but there you have those resources there that through your sales process that they can access based on what their needs are throughout your funnel or throughout your, you know, your online campaign.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
There have also been some really great ideas that have been posted in Facebook. So I've added them to the chat in here. So be sure to go back and look at those. Personally, I really love the emotions book. Mm-hmm. And it's a great way, especially from a coaching perspective, to just say, hey, you know, today we're working on confidence. And so you just look up confidence and you say, here are some great oils to, you know, to provide emotional support for this one thing, or courage or connectedness or consciousness. Like it's just, there's so many great practical tips and you just start driving home. And like Haley B was saying in the comments, you just take it one comment, you know, one day at a time, one tip at a time, and just consistently adding in, hey, this is what I use for my emotional support. And it's great.
Awesome.
That's a great, fantastic book that can help support them. And as well as, Andy, do you have there handy as well, the overall book that guides people with what to use the oils for and so forth? I think those, that would be a great resource, Teresa, to weave in to for your coaches. Because a lot of people, they've heard of oils, but then they're also like, well, I'm not the essential oil expert. That you can have that in this book where then they can utilize it themselves.
Yeah.
And then their own confidence, that one. Yeah.
Yeah. So the Essential Life book is our favorite reference guide. There's a million tips in here. And like somebody said, just break it down. Whatever topic you're covering that day, whether it's immunity support or cleansing. I mean, I was even looking at the Live Guide, and it's got the 30-day cleanse in there. What a great way to give people an experience and to help them cleanse their body while they're strengthening their mind through this coaching process, right? Could be really powerful.
Very powerful. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Great question. And thank you for your openness with being willing to share what you're creating with the whole doTERRA community. That's so inspiring to me and just so in alignment with the culture of doTERRA. I love this community where everybody brings their gifts and just throws them in the pot. And Tiffany coming on this call for 8 years and not charging a dime, that's just, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is amazing. One thing with that, we're putting together something for this Saturday. So I'll put it on Heather's Natural Simplicity page. And of course, anyone who wants to find out, how do we tell them to contact? Because they can be on there and invite their people. We did a great job last time. So we're going to try to do it every week.
Awesome. So I just put a post on Zoom that it's Heather's Natural Simplicity. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not called Heather's Natural Simplicity, but it's doTERRA Natural Simplicity, which Heather Anderson is running.
Oh.
And we can put that information there or wherever we should put it. But it's really turning out great as a way to bring in this for health coaches. That's a real big place to build our team because we're looking to create income right now. People don't have a lot of income. But doTERRA, they're going to spend it on doTERRA because it's so amazing. It helps them to be able to coach at they're coaching at no charge, but then they're able to bring in their income through the oil. So it's just so amazing for the coaches.
I love that.
Okay.
So great.
Thank you.
Somebody asks, how do we know which oil in the emotions book to start with for a particular issue? I would just start with the first one. Just like in the Essential Life book, right? In the quick reference section, I just start on the left and work my way over. I do the same thing here. Something you might want to try too in the emotions book, not only does it provide the oils, but it also provides some questions to get people thinking. So like on creativity, the question is, am I open to thinking outside of my box? Where can I go to receive inspiration? Have I moved through enough physically to clear my mind and heart? So, wild orange, tangerine, citrus bliss, it's got the oils, but then there's also some great thought questions. So great resources there.
Mm-hmm. I love that emotions book. It's so good. So good. I'll get the good things, but we're cheering you on, Teresa. Way to create. I love what you're creating and implementing for sure.
There's just so much power in the oils and so many amazing coaches out there that I know they're going to make such a difference using this. And then the cool thing is everybody in here, this is one cool thing I think about COVID when we're talking about it, out of even in destruction, there is opportunity. And the opportunity that I see now is us to be able to come together as a country even, and as a world with our coaching. I've got a beautiful soul in Nigeria that, I'm hoping that we can get her going. I've got a wonderful new friend from Italy, my new team from Canada. We're just like all coming together, and we're going to, so these coaches that are going to be coming on, everyone here can send their people to learn how to use oils from these coaches. And so to me, it just feels so beautiful that now, like, I just hope we keep it going even after we can meet in each other's homes, because now we've got so many resources to share, so many different ways on how to use these oils and get the best use for the oils. So it's, to me, it's just like so amazing, you know, that there's always a silver lining.
Absolutely. The need for community will never go away. So we get to be the community builders that the world is starving for.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Teresa.
Thank you.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Let's do another one. Who else wants to join us live today? I like when they come on live, even if they just don't do video, but they just join us and we can hear their voice.
Denise has just joined us.
Yay. Hi, Denise. Can you hear us? You might need to unmute yourself. Oh, there she goes.
I actually just got disconnected for 1 second. So I've been enjoying this the whole time.
Did you have a question?
No, but I did want to say that the Natural Simplicity is a private group. No one else is going to be able to get on there. So if Teresa, if you want to share with people, it'll have to be somehow through Share doTERRA or something else.
Yeah, anything you guys want to forward on to us, we'll post it in the Share Success group. Awesome.
Thanks for acknowledging me.
Yeah, thanks, Denise. Great to see you.
Great to see you. Does anyone else have a question? If you want to raise your hand or put something here in the Facebook group, I'd love to hear it.
Can I share one thing that that I just heard? So how many of you have heard of the belief levels? This idea that in order to build to each rank in doTERRA, you have to build on a foundation of belief. So the first one is belief in the product. Next one is belief in the company and the opportunity, then belief in yourself. So one of our top leaders, Kelly Anderson, our common friend, what she does is she pulls out the, in the Empowered Success Library, I'll find there's a mentoring worksheet that has the belief levels on it. And so she'll say, okay, where are you hitting organically? And then she'll go down one level from that and she'll look up that one belief. There's attributes next to the belief on this coaching worksheet. I need to just pull it up so I can show this. But then she'll take those attributes that are connected with certain beliefs, and then she'll look up the oils for, you know, in the emotions book that are associated with that. And then that's their homework for the next 10 days. She's like, okay, use that oil every morning and every night. And that's their homework.
I love that. That is so cool.
Yeah, I thought that was really simple and really practical.
How do we find the belief levels thing or whatnot, just so others can see it?
I'm going to look that up and I'll post it.
Okay.
Meanwhile, we've got Julie raising her hand. So,
love it. Hi, Julie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Where are you joining us from?
Parker, Colorado.
Okay.
And good morning. I apologize. I just got done doing my 30 minutes of moving my body and I'm making my shape.
Girl. Yeah, you did. Doing a workout, making your shake. We love it.
I'm in my office with my purple wall now. I'm doing oil games and I'm a gold. I hit gold last in April and then was back at Premier in May. And I reached out Upline about team calls, three-way calls, all the things that they're doing in the oil games, and nobody, they're all like, yeah, you go, girl, you start that, you do that with your team. So I just wanted to see if you had any advice for just winging it on being a gold leader. I have 7 people in the oil games, and you know, how can I create what my upline isn't doing?
So you want, first of all, congratulations on getting 7 people on your team into the oil games. That's a great way to, I mean, lead by example, right? You're jumping in and inviting them to do the same. So that's a big win.
It feels pretty good.
Love it. So what are the specific actions that you're wanting to inspire with your team?
Well, so do I create my own team call and do it, even though, like Elise says, if you're not a diamond, you should be plugging into your upline. Well, my upline is not doing team calls, weekly team calls, and that's part of the oil games to get points.
Yeah, I mean, you've got this. Like, I would say bring your knowledge, bring your passion, and step into that leadership role of providing that team call. I still remember when we were about gold, we were doing our own team call, and every week, you know, it was another oil tip, there was a business tip, and sometimes we'd bring on guests. Back then it was freeconferencecall.com. we all had dial-ins. So that's what I love about the process of growing in doTERRA is the stretches that it offers. And so as easy as it would be to go out and, you know, keep following the upline, I would say lean in to that stretch and just lean into the discomfort of trying something new and putting your voice out there.
It's definitely stretching me.
Great. Well, that's how you know you're in the right place.
And I appreciate you guys being here every week so much. I get so much out of this, even if I don't raise my hand. So I was a little leery about doing it today, but I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you guys very much.
What's the quote, Tiffany? You know you're on the right path when the path leads up, if it's uphill, something like that. I mean, the idea is if it's stretching you and you're having to grow, then you know you're on the right path. So
true, right? You're growing, sister. I'm so proud of you. And you just keep leading with light. And again, I think, you know, a lot of times when we have a conversation about upline, it is there, is not there, you know, all that way that this conversation circulates is like, you show up, sis. And there's lots of people like this call and other places and other leaders. There's a lot of support around you. And so you just drop into the people and resources that resonate with you that can help support you. But you're going places, girl. You're making things happen and we're proud of you, and keep leading.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Go enjoy that shake. What goes in your shake?
Almond milk, banana, spinach, trim shake, Terra greens, collagen, and ice.
Awesome.
Dang, that's a lot of goodness.
Sounds good. Sounds like goodness.
It's a lot
to
of
me.
Goodness. Yeah, yeah. Oh, and chia seeds.
Yep. Got to get those chia seeds in. You know what else? Right. If you're curious to know about this, one thing, I don't do smoothies every day. I do green juicing pretty much every day, but sometimes I'll do smoothies a few times a week. And one thing that I like to add is in the doTERRA, that it's technically, I think it's in the children's line, but I'm a big kid, so it works. But the liquid omega is, I would add, you know, a teaspoon to tablespoon, probably not a tablespoon, but half a tablespoon to a teaspoon size of that to it. And I have to tell you, like 2 years or so ago, I do annual blood work with a naturopathic doctor, and we just make sure if there's any, oh, you need a little more vitamin D or iron or whatever. you know, just looking at all from your hormones to your, all your stuff. And she said to me once, she said, all of my clients, you're the only one that I see that comes in the green, right, of your omegas. And what are you doing with your omega? Like, what omegas are you taking? I said, well, I take doTERRA's, it's called Lifelong Vitality. And I said, but I often, a few days a week, I'm also adding their liquid version. And she said, whatever you're doing, keep it up. But you guys, I don't know if you use that, but most of us, you know, your omegas for your heart health, your brain health, your, you know, it's so good for you. It's that, you know, the fifth oil type stuff is I have been adding it to, for years, my smoothie. So if you want to, that might be another way. You just also give yourself, it's like, think of it as brain food is how I like to look at it.
Well, it's funny because I have done my own iTobi scan occasionally, and occasionally that will come up and I'm like, why would that come up in my iTobi scan? But sometimes it's stuff like HD Clear and I don't have any, you know, blemishes or breakouts or anything. So it's, you know, sometimes there's one little thing and I just think that maybe there's something in that product that my body is wanting.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'd honor that, but I love it. That I love, so I do both. And again, I just do it a few times a week where I add a little bit. I don't measure it out. I'm just more of a like, that's enough, you know,
dip into the
smoothie. But anyway, that's just, and thanks for sharing your recipe. And maybe that's something for the rest of you if you want to incorporate the iOmega, or is that what it's, what is it called exactly?
Yeah. IQ Omega.
IQ Omega. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, it helps your IQ.
Right.
I haven't taken mine yet today.
Well, and if I don't do a shake in the morning, like a smoothie type thing, I'm really bad at eating breakfast. So that just makes sure that I get the nutrients I need to start my day and helps me get moving. So.
Awesome, love. So that's cool.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. Okay.
You're welcome. Hey, Andy has a few more questions that he's going to take on himself because he's got just a minute. I need to wrap up. So I just wanted to personally say much love for me to you guys. Welcome to June and a brand new month, new opportunities, new experiences. Take really good care of yourself. I'll see y'all here next Wednesday. And again, stay on because Andy is going to continue to address some of these questions that are here. But we'll see you soon. I'll see you next
week. Thanks so much, Tiff. See you next week. Okay, first I wanted to share the mentoring worksheet that I was talking about is called One Thing Mentoring. So you can just go to the Empowered Success Tools Library. So to access that, you come down here to Tools Library, and then you click on One Thing Mentoring. And then this is where you'll see the belief levels. And then these are the words that Kelly looks up and then tells people, okay, here's your protocol for the next 10 days. Focus on supporting that emotion or that attribute, and then we'll talk again. So it's a really simple but powerful way to bring in the emotions to support people's rank advancement. All right, we've got Celeste on with us. So Celeste, if you want to unmute, happy to support you. I don't know if you're still with us. How about Daryl or Stephanie?
Hello. Yeah. I had the question. So one of the things, Andy, one of the things that just kind of sparked my curiosity as we're talking is one. This is for my wife and it's this is kind of our building doTERRA 2.0. And so we're really excited about all the energy and all the classes with the team. It's just amazing what everyone's doing. So one of the questions I've had is how much of it should we, you know, strategically join in with the other people doing their calls? But at a certain point, you want to do some of your own stuff so people can see you up there too. So do you have advice about, I mean, it's great to join up people. We're doing that. We're loving what everyone's doing. But how much should we be doing that, you know, has us on there so people can start seeing us also sharing our knowledge directly with people, with our people who are trying to hook in?
That's a great question. And I think, you know, like with all things, the answer when it comes to people is it depends. I think that as we grow in doTERRA, we grow through different development stages. And just like humans go through, you know, being a toddler and a child and a preteen, like we do the same thing in doTERRA. And so developmentally, it's natural for us to take on more responsibility and to be more of a leader as we grow in doTERRA. So if you look at the Empowered Success System, it's designed with all of those stages in mind. That's the framework behind everything. So for example, when you're maybe an elite/premier, it probably makes the most sense to hop on other people's team calls, you know, connect mostly with your upline. As you move into the gold platinum range, that's developmentally a really healthy time to start providing your own team calls, and also start creating maybe a sense of brand or team identity. We've just found that developmentally, that's when those types of platforms are appropriate and even important, you know, like they're actually the next stepping stone as you grow, because as you move into gold and platinum, it's more about creating that community and raising up those team leaders. So having your own calls, having your own Facebook groups, having your own business trainings is really healthy about that time, because that's one of the ways that you create that community. So, and some people are different, right? I mean, you might have an elite who is just, I mean, they already had a massive community before coming into doTERRA, and they're rocking that community. Am I going to tell that person, don't do your own thing, you have to plug into mine? Absolutely not, right? Just like in raising children, the goal is to create independence and self-reliance. And so we never want to slow people down, but we also don't want to push people out of the nest too soon. I'm not going to send my 5-year-old off to college because he's just not ready, right? So that's my long answer. Is that helpful? Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, that's great information. Thank you. And I was just thinking, you know, we're trying to, you know, attract people to doTERRA under us. If there's a need for them to, you know, see us presenting information or what level, because we don't have a team yet, so that makes complete sense. But yeah, the developmental stages is really good too, to think about how that kind of changes as you go up the levels.
Yeah. Great question. Thanks for bringing that.
Thanks.
All right. Well, I think, we had some questions, but we posted okay, we've got one last question from Don. I don't have a call between me and my platinum diamond upline. So it's either me. Oh, okay. That's just a comment. I thought it was a question. Yeah. All of us have the opportunity to either plug in or to be the leader. So maybe that's a great wrap-up invitation for us to step into leadership and to fill any leadership gaps. You know, I've said it 100 times, the world is starving for leadership. And I'm guessing that one of the main reasons you're here in doTERRA right now is because you're feeling that call. You're feeling drawn to use your voice, to use your story, to use your influence to be a leader, to affect change. So let's, you know, rather than looking for ways to lean on others, look for ways to stand on your own 2 feet and to be the voice and to be the change that you want to see in the world. There's never been a better time to take a stand and to be the example of strength, of confidence, and of compassion and love. So let's go Team Love, and let's let's bring that change to the world that is so needed today more than ever. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you next week.